Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Switching up on you now from the Final Four to Major League Baseball. We are joined by an outfielder for the Boston Red Sox. He is an all-star. He is a silver slugger. He led the majors in slugging percentage last season. In fact, an enormous year, 45 home runs, 104 runs batted in, hit .303, signed a five-year contract with the Red Sox last month. He was the 611th pick in the 09 draft out of Nova Southeastern University. Today, he appears courtesy of Carhartt, which we will get into momentarily. J.D. Martinez is my guest. J.D., really nice to have you on the program. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. All right, so you had a pretty unusual offseason in the fact that you were a free agent and did not sign until last month, despite the fact that you had an enormous season last year. So let me ask you, what was the whole free agency experience like, and then how did it feel to finally sign with the Boston Red Sox?
Free agency experience was definitely unique in a sense, especially given the market and how everything kind of played out last year. But, you know, it was one of those things where it was stressful at times. It was exciting other times, stressful again, exciting, back and forth. It was kind of just like a roller coaster in a sense. But it was definitely refreshing and exciting just to be able to land here in Boston and be, you know, a part of such a great team and a part of a team that's, you know, always competitive and always wants to win.
Now, so if we go back on your 19th birthday, for instance, your sister got you tickets to a Yankees-Red Sox game, but not just any tickets. They were Mike Lowell's tickets. What do you remember about that game and that day?
That's funny. That's funny. My sister's having a field day with us. She's loving this, by the way.
Right.
I just remember my sister was actually going to Boston, Boston College at the time, doing her dental study, getting her degree in that, and she just told me, she goes, Jay, I want you to come up, I want to do something special for you for your birthday. And I was like, well, what do you got, this and that? And she goes, just come up. So she actually bought my ticket, my flight. I flew up there, and then she surprised me with Yankee Red Sox tickets, and it was crazy. Like, you know, growing up in Miami, you've never experienced atmosphere like Boston Red Sox Yankee atmosphere. So kind of just walking into that atmosphere, it kind of just made me fall in love with the game even more. I was like, dude, this is crazy. Like, I've never seen baseball like this. This is what baseball's about. This is how I always almost envisioned it since I was a kid. And, you know, surprisingly enough, I was like, Meyer, how'd you get these tickets? Like, where did you, how, these are like impossible to get. And she goes, she actually works with Michael's father and brother. She was doing like an internship or working alongside of them. I don't know exactly how, but Michael's brother or father actually asked them for the tickets from Mike Lowell, and he left us the tickets.
I mean, that's an amazing story in and of itself. But then And when you think about that, and J.D.,
crazy.
you think of the kind of reaction you had when you went into that ballpark and you felt that hot, that heat and that fire and that passion. I mean, is this a reach, or did this play a role in you wanting to play for the Red Sox and sign with the Red Sox? Did it resonate like that for you all this time?
No. You know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy how everything works out. I just remember when I was in high school, and my friends back home used to always make fun of me. They still do make fun of me, saying that, oh, JD's a bandwagon Red Sox fan. Back when they had, you know, Pedro and Manny and Poppy, and, you know, they had that whole team where they were just fun to watch, and I just kind of fell in love with that team. I mean, for it to end up that way is crazy. I don't know how to say it. It's just one of those things where, what are the odds, really?
J.D. Martinez joining us. In fact, I could argue the whole thing's kind of crazy. I mean, you had 45 home runs last year. You've got 128 home runs since 2014. So the fans know the numbers that you're putting up. At the same time, not a lot of fans know your whole story. So take us back. When you were selected by the Astros in the 20th round at a Nova Southeastern University, after you signed, they sent you to the Appalachian League. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, it was it was kind of crazy. You know, I was expecting to go over there and play. You know, I was expecting to go and be around, you know, like, it's funny, let's start from the beginning. When they told me that I was going to go to the New York Penn League, Tri-City Valley Cats at the time, and they kind of told me, like, you know, that's, later on I find out that's where all the college guys go from the draft, where I actually went was the Appalachian League, and that's where all the high school guys go out of the draft. So I kind of went to a clubhouse where all the guys were almost, they were younger than me and fresh out of high school when I was out of college. So I remember just being there, and I was the sixth outfielder at the time. I wasn't even playing. And I remember our center fielder the week before, actually, no, that's what it was. Like a couple days before, one of our outfielders gets called up. So they kind of move it up. Now I'm fifth in line. The center fielder's running in the outfield, pulls his hamstring. Then after he pulls his hamstring, they put the other guy in left, move the left fielder to center. The very next ball, guy hits a ball to left field. The guy runs into the fence and splits his chin. He has to get stitches. So then Rodney Linares, the manager at the time, is like, JD, get out there, go to left. And I was like, all right, you know, like this is my chance almost. Go out there. And I do really well. So the next day I go out and I play again. I do well again. Well, now the kid that has stitches is almost like, okay, he's ready to play. So the front office in Houston is like, listen, this guy's got to play. And, you know, thanks to Rodney Linares, he's like, listen, JD's got to play. I'm putting him in there. And he needs to play. He's got a hot bat right now. He's swinging the bat really well. I got to give this kid a chance. And they kind of said, okay, we'll just give him a couple days and that's it. Well, fortunately for me, I was able to just get on a hot streak and run with it. And in a sense, you know, kind of forced their hand and, you know, made myself a prospect in that organization at the time.
Yeah, it's so great you laid that story out like that because, as I said, people know about the long ball the last few years. Not everybody knows that backstory. And to our original point, the whole thing is crazy. I mean, the whole journey really is wild. You start putting up the numbers and you start to get the respect you deserve. But at the same time, JD, you used to write 6'11", 6'1", on your batting gloves as a reminder that you were the 611th draft pick. You're an all-star. You're a silver slugger right now. You've got the big contract. Do you feel like you've arrived and proven everybody wrong, or is there still a part of you that's got that 611 in the back of your mind that you use as fuel and motivation?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this game is crazy. This is a game where it doesn't matter what you do or what you've done in this game. You know, I can go today and hit, you know, in a game and hit 3 home runs. And everyone's going to say, hey, JD's awesome, this and that, JD's great. Then I come back tomorrow and I go 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, and everyone's going to say, JD sucks. You know, that's the right game we play. That's sports. That's how it is. So to kind of get to that level where I've arrived, it's you never get there. You know, you get there once you retire and you look back at your career and you say, wow, I had a really good career. Then you can kind of, I guess, look back and, you know, kind of enjoy what you've done and, you know, really just embrace it and say, wow, I've had an amazing career. But while you're playing, it's one of these things is sports is what are you doing for me now? What are you doing for me lately? I don't care what you did. That was last year. That was, you know, last game. You got to come out. You got to do it again. And that's kind of how I take it. You know, every day I look at it in that sense. You know, if I hit a home run, okay, great. Thanks, guys. Yeah, great game. But who am I facing next? If I strike out, okay, that happened. Who am I facing next? Like, what's my next challenge? What's my next obstacle? That's kind of how I look at this game and kind of how I look at my career.
You know what? If I've got time, I'm going to circle back to that. But I want to ask you, you're working with Carhartt today. What are you doing with those folks? What's your day look like?
Yeah, man, it's awesome. You know, I'm partnering up with Carhartt, and, you know, we're actually giving away tickets to opening day to every market out there that's having opening day at home. And they're actually going to be hiding tickets, almost like an Easter egg hunt, out in the streets. And, you know, players are going to be tweeting about it, kind of giving clues on where these fans could go to find the tickets for opening day. You know, if there's any fans out there that are interested in getting some free tickets to opening day, you go to Carhartt.com and you can find the tickets there, and, you know, not the tickets, but the information where to find the tickets there. So it's pretty cool. It's fun. It's a little game, and I think it's for a good cause, and it should be fun for the fans.
I like that. Boston Red Sox outfielder JD Martinez, once again an all-star and a silver slugger, and appearing courtesy of Carhartt. JD, well done. Way to handle that. Really nice to have you on the show. Thanks for making time today, and I would love to do it again sometime this season if possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it, JD. Great job. Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much, JD Martinez. All right, so the process was really interesting in that he had the year that he had, and yet signed late, but gets in, gets a 5-year contract, and it put up huge numbers. And that story he told about getting Mike Lowell tickets, and his sister got those tickets for him, and he knew then and there, man, this place is different. Different vibe, different place. Man, that's hour number one. Easy and good.